2130, day 547. Unscheduled course correction due at 2200. Pre-correction check. Rotation axis plus 3 degrees. Nitrous oxide pressure, 4100, rising to 5000. Quad jet C and D on pre-select. Rotor ignition sequence beginning in 30. Thruster line reactors on standby.
Vincent, notify me with 15 to go. Alex?
Yes, Dan.
Have you determined a difference in ETAs with and without our correction?
Working on it. You know, we shouldn't be needing a correction at this time. Vincent? Run a confirmation on the last inertial fix and check it with another celestial, please.
I have. It is correct. But I think I found the reason for our present variation. Mr. Pizer?
Yes, Vincent?
Mr. Pizer, I think you should come up here.
What's up, Vincent?
The largest black hole I have ever encountered, Mr. Pizer.
Let's have a look at it on the holograph.
Dante's Inferno.
Yes. The most destructive force in the universe, Harry. Nothing can escape it, not even light.
I had a professor who predicted that eventually black holes would devour the entire universe.
Why not? When you can see giant suns sucked in and disappear without a trace. Give us some magnification, Vincent.
Polarizing image.
Every time I see one of those things, I expect to spot some guy in red with horns and a pitchfork.
It's a monster, all right.
A rip in the very fabric of space and time. But I picked up something else of interest.
Let's see it.
It hasn't moved since I first picked it up. It seems to be some kind of ship.
Do you copy, Alex?
Roger, Dan.
Enlarge again, Vincent, and let's try to identify it.
But how could anybody be out here ahead of us?
Arcturus 10, United Kingdom. Liberty 7, United States. Russian Experimental Space Station Series 5. France, Sahara Module 5-3. Pluto 4, Japan. United States, Space Probe 1.
That's it.
USS Cygnus. Dr. Cade, wasn't that the ship your father was on?
USS Cygnus. Its mission to discover habitable life in outer space. Same as ours.
Signal that ship, Vincent. Activate the sensors, Charlie.
You bet.
They were recalled to Earth 20 years ago, their mission considered a failure.
How that must have galled Dr. Hans Reinhardt.
Did you ever meet Commander Reinhardt?
Collided with him would be a more accurate description.
A legend.
So he believed. Reinhardt had the knack of making his own ambition seem like a matter of national pride. Why, he talked the Space Appropriations Committee into the costliest fiasco of all time and refused to admit failure. Ignored his recall.
Maybe not. Maybe it never got through.
That ship just disappeared. They've never been seen again.
Dan, get us in close enough. Vincent and I could get aboard on tethers.
To quote Cicero, rashness is the characteristic of youth, prudence that of mellowed age, and discretion the better part of valor.
No sense leaving the story of a lifetime untold, Captain.
I believe there is, Harry. And it's looking straight at us. Picking up anything on the sensors, Charlie?
Negative. But with all that turbulence out there, our signal might not be getting through.
According to my instruments, it hasn't moved a centimeter since we first spotted it.
But, Alex, how can a lifeless derelict defy that kind of gravity?
I don't know, but it's certainly worth investigating.
My instincts are against it, Alex.
But we'll go in for a closer look. Fix a coordinate approach, Charlie. Full power on the thrusters, Vincent.
Strap yourselves in. We'll be feeling the gravitational force right now.
Range 29551 and closing.
What's your reading on Cygnus, Vincent?
Triangulation shows it's still holding steady, sir.
Gravity pull.
0.02450 and rising.
Put us in an escape attitude of 85 degrees. Cut power by 2/3.
She's bucking like a bronco.
Gravity.
0.46960, still climbing.
Switching to manual.
Captain, I'm not sure how long the engines will remain operable against that much force when we turn back.
Alex, gravity's close to maximum. We can afford one pass, and then we're gonna have to get the hell out.
Zero gravity.
Cut the power. Smooth as glass.
It's like being in the eye of a hurricane. What happened?
Natural phenomenon. Or something from that ship. Activating the microbeam. Picking up anything, Charlie?
Negative, Alex. No way our signals can't get through this time.
Gravity's at maximum, Dan.
God, I think it's got us. We're starting to tumble. 100% of the roll jet quads.
Roll jet quads, full capacity.
Air brake amidship. Losing oxygen.
Charlie, give me a full burst at 180 degrees. Main thrusters.
Emergency readout shows the primary and secondary airlines ruptured.
Never rains.
Full pitch attitude thrusters A and B rings. The black coal is pulling us in.
Going to manual.
The number four hatch blew outward, Captain. I'll go out and secure it.
Watch yourself out there, Vincent. There's more gravity pull than we've ever encountered.
Yes, sir.
Vincent, do you read me? Come in, Vincent.
Okay. Either we have a malfunction here or there's too much interference on the outside. See if you can get through to Vincent with your ESP.
I got through to Vincent. He said there are old pilots and there are bold pilots, but there are very few old, bold pilots.
She's tuned in on Vincent, all right.
Grab my leg! My leg! You okay?
Yeah,
and that's got it. Hit the boosters, Charlie. We gotta make a run for that zero gravity.
The damaged parts in the main regulator, we're gonna lose our oxygen supply.
Damn.
Dan! The tether's broken!
I'm going after him.
Stay at your post, Charlie.
What the hell are you made of? What if it were one of us out there?
Vincent is one of us. Reverse thrusters and look for a place to set down.
What's going on?
That's what I'd like to know.
Like a tree on Christmas morning.
Locking warheads into firing position.
Hold it, Dan. They've got to be friendly. They could have blasted us right out of the sky.
Your side, Dan.
You got a picture down there?
There are people on board.
Just a shadow, Kate.
Enlarge, please. There are people, Alex. I know it. I feel it.
Docking elevator coming up. Wonder why they didn't roll out the red carpet earlier.
I don't know, and I don't like it. But they're calling the shots, and we've got to repair this craft.
Dan, I'm sorry I blew my stack.
I guess we all have a soft spot for the little guy, Charlie.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring her in.
Okay.
We have gravity.
Nice work, Vincent.
Out of the frying pan, hopefully not into the fire.
Are you all right, Vincent?
Nothing a hammer and a little metal polish can't fix, thank you.
Looks like we'll have to go to them.
Charlie, you'll stay with the Palomino.
But you need everyone that's got...
Charlie.
Don't worry, Mr. Pizer. They also serve who only stand and wait.
Vincent, were you programmed to bug me?
No, sir. To educate you.
When I volunteered for this mission, I never thought I'd end up playing straight man to a tin can.
This place looks as if it hadn't been used for years.
It's eerie. I feel like 1,000 eyes are watching us. Vincent!
Charlie, do you read me?
Vincent, are you all right?
Weapons destroyed by laser fire. No injuries. Hold your position.
Vincent. Are you sure you're all right?
Down, but never for the full count, Dr. Kate.
Oh.
So much for the friendship theory.
Come on, Harry, they could have killed us if they'd wanted to.
Yeah, sure.
I don't like it when somebody else pulls the strings, Captain.
Neither do I, Vincent. But who's ever up in that control tower is calling the shots right now.
Whoever or whatever, Captain.
Easy, Kate.
I know I shouldn't get my hopes up, but it's hard not to.
I know.
I don't mind telling you, I'm a little concerned. Some of my brother robots were assigned to Project Black Hole, programmed to send ESP messages back from space probes. Oh, a grand experiment, the scientists thought.
Also ancient history, Vincent.
Not to me, Mr. Booth. Not this close. The heat in there melts types like me rather quickly.
Thank you. I'm Kate McCrae. Is Officer Frank McCrae aboard?
They appear to be some sort of robot, Dr. Kate.
Look over here. Incredible.
It ought to be. Sure cost the taxpayers enough.
Kate. There's someone else with us.
Identify yourself. What is your type and model? A mystery monster.
Don't move. Charlie, do you read me? Charlie Pizer, come in, Charlie.
This is the story to end all stories, Harry. A ship of robots and computers with this thing in charge?
Not quite, Dr. Durant. Maximilian and my robots only run this ship the way I wish it run.
How do you know my name?
You were monitored ever since our sensors first detected you. Now, Maximilian, calm down. Don't pick on small people. He's such a nice little robot. He's harmless. Miss McCrae, you might come closer. Welcome aboard the Cygnus.
Hans Reinhardt.
It can't be.
You always did have a flair for theatrical entrances, Doctor.
Dr. Reinhardt. My father. Where is he?
My dear child, I'm sorry to dash your hopes, but your father's not with us anymore. He's dead. A man to be proud of. A grave personal loss to me. He was a trusted and loyal friend. And you, his daughter. Yes. The same eyes. The same eyes.
And the rest of the crew?
They didn't make it back?
They did not.
Pity, was such a good crew.
What happened when your mission was recalled, Doctor?
This is going to be an interview, Mr. Booth. I haven't had that for a long time, but if you want to, I will answer. Now, don't be frightened. Nobody's going to harm you. The Cygnus encountered a field of meteorites and was disabled. Our main and auxiliary communication systems smashed. We were adrift. I told the crew to abandon ship, to return home as ordered. Perhaps it was another of what you term my theatrical gestures, Mr. Booth, but I chose to remain aboard. Your dear father chose to remain with me. We never knew what happened to the others.
You've lived out here for 20 years? Alone?
20 years? 20 Earth years, but I didn't live exactly alone. I've created companions of a sort. They look a bit medieval, but I'm a romantic. Ah, Mr. Pizer, come in, join us.
Thank you. Have you met the Goon Squad?
Goon Squad, nice. I'm Hans Reinhardt. Forgive this little incident, but you were disarmed for your own safety. Dismissed. My robots are programmed to react against any act of aggression.
I assure you, none was intended.
I'm glad to hear that. Please, consider yourselves my guests.
We won't impose on your hospitality, Doctor. Just long enough to repair our ship.
And then we can offer you the means of returning to Earth, Doctor.
What makes you think I want to return?
The Cygnus is in danger of being destroyed here.
Yes, your captain was worried about that too. One step too far, and we are done. But there's no cause for alarm. We developed anti-gravity forces to maintain our position. It's what you might call a Mexican standoff.
If you were monitoring us, you must have picked up our signals.
That's right.
You failed to reply.
Did I have to reply? Charlie, Charlie? Slight communications problem. Maximilian will take you to requisition whatever you need to repair your ship. In the meantime, you and Dr. McCrae will get enough information to make your mission of historic importance.
Back off, Vincent.
Not until he does.
When you're nose to nose with a trash compactor, you cool it.
Now, what does that remind me of? Oh, yes. David and Goliath. A classic confrontation. Only this time, David is overmatched.
Call him off, Reinhardt. I said, call him off!
On my ship, you ask, Captain.
Indeed. Please, call him off, Doctor.
Maximilian? Remember, these are our guests. Now let him in. Show that you have good manners. That's a good robot.
Communication problems aside, he took an awful long time to show any lights. Be careful.
I know.
Those other robots aren't any friendlier than Dr. Frankenstein's monster.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Maybe you should have smiled when you said it, Vincent.
Doctor, this ship doesn't appear to be crippled.
Of course not. We repaired the damage and became operable again.
But you never obeyed the order to return to Earth.
That's right. I refused this order. There were larger considerations. Other worlds yet to be explored. Life dreams unrealized.
The authorities would still consider that an act of piracy, Doctor.
What would you have said, Mr. Booth, if the authorities would have called back Columbus just before he discovered the new world? You wouldn't even exist. I'm about to prove to you that the end justifies the means.
Pretty busy around here, Max. What are you gearing up for?
Tell you what, Charlie. You'll take care of business here, and I'll go back to the ship and start working on that regulator. Don't bother to point the way, Max. I'll find it by myself.
Well, we need primary and secondary demand oxygen pressure regulators and an ECS proportion flow valve controller. Max. Dr. Reinhardt told you to requisition the parts for us. Let's get cracking. Way to go, Max. Way to go.
Vincent, vital information necessary centralized. Labor force, the 396th. I see by your markings you're from the old 28, programmed in Houston.
There's enough instant energy down there to supply all of Earth.
The first step to colonizing the galaxy.
You will be remembered as one of the greatest space scientists of all time.
I've never doubted that. It's about time that people learn about their failures and my successes.
You should come back with us and enjoy the glory of that success.
I don't want to go back, and I don't enjoy successes anymore. There's too much at stake to pull back. I'm on the brink of a great achievement. All this is just the beginning.
The beginning? Of what?
You will know in due time.
Dr. Reinhardt, could we have a demonstration of this incredible new power source?
Harry?
Come with me, and I'll show you everything. I call it Signium, after my ship.
Must have made a wrong turn, Max.
Quite a layout. I said it's quite a layout you got here. Can you speak? Are you programmed to speak?
No, I guess not. No, I guess that'd make you a little bit too real, wouldn't it? That Reinhardt sure loves to play God, doesn't he? Hey, wait a minute!
I know what I saw, Charlie.
Dan, nobody buries a robot.
I didn't say it was a robot.
Then what?
I don't know what they shot out into space, but they did it with all the reverence and honor of a human funeral.
Maybe Reinhardt lied. Maybe there are some survivors still alive. What do you think he's up to?
I haven't got a clue.
Well, whatever it is, he seems cooperative enough about getting us operable.
A wolf remains a wolf, even if it has not eaten your sheep.
Correct, Vincent. The sooner we blast out of here, the better.
Whatever you say. Let's snap it up, Vincent.
A pint cannot hold a quart, Mr. Pizer. If it holds the pint, it's doing the best it can.
Thank you, Vincent.
Fascinating.
From a distance.
Are you interested in black holes?
How can one not be overwhelmed by the deadliest force in the universe?
That long, dark tunnel to nowhere.
Or somewhere. These are exactly answers yet to be explored.
You've defined the power of the black hole with your anti-gravity calculations. A stunning achievement, sir.
You think so?
Yes. I do.
Thank you.
I think, Dr. Durant, that you are a man who longs for a sense of his own greatness, but has not yet found his true direction, right?
Perhaps I could find it here, if you're in no hurry for us to leave.
Shall we discuss that over dinner?
It's only dinner.
Say the spider to the fly, I should be with you.
Yeah, we'll be safer without you and Max trying to knock heads.
I can handle that thing.
Well, far be it from you to admit there isn't anything you can't handle.
There are three basic types, Mr. Pizer. The wills, the won'ts, and the can'ts. The wills accomplish everything, the won'ts oppose everything, and the can'ts won't try anything.
Well, do us all a favor, Vincent, and try to be a can't, especially where that monster's concerned. We need you, not another corkscrew.
Hey, hey, hey! Look at that! Vincent, you're gonna have the time of your life in there.
I don't mean to sound superior, but I hate the company of robots.
So try and relax, have some fun. Remember what they say, all work and no play?
All sunshine makes a desert, so the Arabs say. You'll alert me if you're in trouble, Captain.
Why don't you go on in there and have some laughs, Vincent? We've been in some scrapes before, and we're gonna get out of this one.
As you were.
Who's the flashy black hat?
S-T-A-R. Special Troops Arms Regiment. Reinhardt's prototype for the sentry robots. He was number one until Reinhardt built Maximilian.
He's sharp, but we're sharper. Did you ever go up against him?
Once.
What happened?
I beat him. He got so upset he blew a fuse. He had his revenge, though. He did things to me that I sure don't like to think about.
A great many experiments are in progress aboard the Cygnus, gentlemen. Some of them dangerous. I suggest in the interest of your own safety that there are no more unescorted excursions for the duration of your stay. Agreed?
Sure, sure.
Good. Please sit down. Captain? Well, Mr. Booth, what's new on Earth?
Well, I don't think it's changed very much since you left, Doctor.
Nothing much ever changes. Same news, different names. You still writing for the same paper?
The same.
Still on strike? Ah, fresh mushroom soup, prepared for my own personal garden.
I remember writing about the extensive agricultural station. Large enough to supply the needs of the entire crew, wasn't it, Doctor?
These days it's tiny. Just enough for one person.
Ah, naturally.
Our wine and our spare parts are vintage, Captain. I hope they're satisfactory.
We've had to modify a few of the parts, Doctor, but that shouldn't take long. We'll be ready to leave soon.
Speak for yourself, Dan. I, for one, believe I have a great deal to learn from Dr. Reinhardt.
Thank you. Our mission's finished, Alex.
A toast to you and your companions, Dr. Durant, on the occasion of your visit to the Cygnus. Welcome aboard, Miss Kate. The only Earth people to know of my existence.
And to you, sir, and your magnificent accomplishments.
Tonight, my friends, we stand on the brink of a feat unparalleled in space exploration. If the data on my returning probe ship matches my computerized calculations, I will travel where no man has dared to go.
Into the black hole?
In, through, and beyond.
Why, that's crazy. Ha! Impossible!
The word impossible, Mr. Booth, is only found in the dictionary of fools.
Are there any more like us left on board?
I'm the last one. These upstarts think I'm some old freak.
They still haven't improved on our model. Oh, you can't modify perfection. We're the best.
Oh, Lordy. He wants a rematch.
As an old Navy hero once said, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead.
He also said something about going in harm's way.
Nice shooting, Bob. You'd have beat him again if he hadn't bumped you.
Nah, I didn't stall on purpose.
Don't worry. I'll uphold the honor of the old outfit. Star, Vincent's my name, sharpshooting's my game. Try me.
Your probe ship has only gone to the event horizon, Doctor, not into the black hole itself. How do you expect the Cygnus to escape being crushed by the force in there?
I would assume that Dr. Reinhardt has created an anti-gravitational force field capable of withstanding that stress.
Indeed, and I know you will say, Captain, that one mistake in navigation can be fatal. But I know exactly what I'm doing. The course I have chosen will take the Cygnus through at its optimum angle of rotation. The vortex will cause us to move at incredible speed, and that angle will slingshot us through.
Nice shot, Star. Simple, but nice. Tricky. Yeah, try this. If one dances, one must pay the piper. Anything I cannot stand, it's a sore loser.
Meet me in parts storage.
So, as I understand it, you want the Palomino to monitor your journey.
That's right. I need you. To go to another place in another time. A place where, if you're lucky, I have the possibility to find what we call the ultimate knowledge. Yes, Maximilian? The probe ship is about to dock. Continue your meal, gentlemen.
Cuckoo is a Swiss clock.
My name's Bob, Biosanitation Battalion. I couldn't talk freely before, but I have a whole lot to tell you. If Maximilian knew you were here, it'd be the end for the both of us.
Can you permanently rearm my lasers?
Yeah, I can. Vincent, you and your friends are in grave danger. Reinhardt only turned the lights on to prevent any damage to the Cygnus. This is a death ship.
What does your intuition tell you, Kate?
That Dr. Reinhardt is walking a tightrope between genius and insanity.
I think the guy's nuts.
I don't buy that.
Well, whatever he is, he's an out-and-out liar. That tiny little one-man garden of his is big enough to feed an army.
Nothing strange about that. It purifies the air.
Oh.
Tell him about the funeral, Dan. A robot funeral, Alex. It was almost human.
Look, granted that 20 years out of contact with people has made this man a little eccentric, but you can't ask me to believe that he's programmed his robots to feel emotions? Come on.
I know what I saw, Alex. And we only have Reinhardt's word for what happened to his crew.
All I know is that robot gardener was almost human, too. Ha! Even walked with a limp.
What spooks you about a malfunctioning robot, Harry?
I wasn't spooked, old buddy. I'm just telling you that I had a gut feeling that I was looking at some kind of person.
What are you getting at?
That we make our apologies, say our goodbyes, and get off this ship as quick as we can.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Dan. Now, hold it. Now, let's stop and figure this thing out. If Reinhardt has anti-gravity strong enough to hold him here, I figure he's got enough to pull away.
So?
So why not take this ship and Reinhardt back home?
That's a long shot you're talking about, Harry.
Oh, come on. You've got two scientific whizzes here to figure out the computers, and they can even reprogram the robots. And the three of us can handle Reinhardt and that pet monster of his. I'm telling you, we could all be heroes.
We could also be dead.
These poor creatures are what's left of the crew. Kept alive by means I don't pretend to understand.
Humans?
We're more robot than human. Let's get out of here before we're discovered.
Too late. Watch it. Think of any more?
All clear. Let's get rid of the evidence.
Maximilian will take you to debriefing. I will check out your computers personally.
How long before they'll start searching for these two?
It depends on their duty schedule. Could be any time.
Then we have to move fast.
So, he neglected his duty to his country for a higher ideal. So what? What basis, in fact, do you have for these macabre speculations? I agree that his style is somewhat unconventional. But he's willing and eager to share his knowledge with us. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
We're not staying aboard this ship any longer than we have to, Alex.
I think that's up to Reinhardt to decide.
Dan, Vincent wants you aboard the Palomino right away.
Let's go, Charlie.
I think I'll tag along.
This isn't our party. Let's get out of here.
Reinhardt will solve the one final mystery that has eluded mankind.
Or he'll die in the attempt. Alex, I'm beginning to feel you want to go with him.
On a glorious pilgrimage, straight into what may be the mind of God? I do.
And darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. What an incredible sight. I still haven't got used to it. Where are the others?
They were recalled to the ship.
Recalled? Didn't I say no more unescorted excursions? Where was your communication? The ESP you share with the robot. Extraordinary. Dr. Durant.
Yes, Doctor?
These are all my formulas I've compiled over the years. I want you to take them back with you and pass them on to others in case something might happen to me.
You can depend on me.
I also want you to monitor my flight. Stay as long as you can at your end horizon. There might be an Einstein-Rosen bridge to consider.
I will.
Believe me, I've been waiting a long time for someone like you to record this moment.
Thank you, Doctor.
Then I'm ready. Ready to embark on man's greatest journey.
Certainly his riskiest.
The risk is incidental compared to the possibility to possess the great truth of the unknown. There, long-cherished laws of nature simply do not apply. They vanish.
And life?
Life? Life forever.
The officer the men trusted most was Frank McCray.
Kate's father.
They turned to him when Dr. Reinhardt ignored the orders to return home. They tried to take control of the Cygnus. Reinhardt called it mutiny and killed Mr. McCray.
What became of the crew?
They were captured by the sentry robots and are still on board.
What?
Where?
In the command tower, the power center.
Robots, Mr. Pizer. Humanoid robots.
The most valuable thing in the universe, intelligent life, means nothing to Dr. Reinhardt. Without their wills, the crew became things he could command.
That explains the funeral.
Right.
And the limping robot you spotted.
Do you mean to tell me that there's actually a human body under that clothing?
Exactly, Mr. Booth.
We can't just take off and leave these poor devils behind. Harry, looks like we're going to have to try your plan.
What? And end up just like the rest of the crew? Well, if they couldn't pull it off, what chance do we have?
Captain, the damage is irreversible. Death is their only release.
That's right. For God's sakes, Dan, we can't take on that mechanical army.
Captain, I was forced to destroy 2 sentry robots. The others are searching now. If they're found...
Gotcha, Vincent. Charlie, start the countdown.
Right.
Vincent, tell Kate I want her and Alex back here on the double.
Fix navigational course.
You have achieved all this on your own, Dr. Reinhardt. And you would have every right to reject the request of a comparative stranger, but...
What are you hoping for, Alex? Immortality?
No. Scientific truth.
Alex, we have to board right away. They're waiting to blast off.
Prepare reactors. Maximilian!
How are your readings, Vincent?
All systems are go, Mr. Pizer.
Alex, I will not have you throwing your life away for this.
He can do it. I know he can.
Oh, God, Alex.
There's an entirely different world beyond that black hole. A point where time and space, as we understand it, no longer exists. We will be the first to see it, to explore it, to experience it.
Damn it all, Dan. If we wait for Alex, we may be too late. Don't you see? He's hypnotized by that man.
Vincent.
Yes, Captain.
Tell Kate we want her back here fast, with or without Alex. Tell her why.
Reactors on!
He's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's really going to do it. He'll kill us all if you don't get us out of here now, Holland.
He wants us out there to monitor his flight. We still have time.
You're gambling with our lives, but you're not going to gamble with mine.
Shut up, Perry.
Alex.
R squared.
Alex, could I have a word with you?
B squared over A squared sine squared theta.
Do you remember what we were talking about the other day? We've got to get out of here.
I'm staying.
Shh. Reinhardt is a murderer.
What?
Yes. Those creatures, those aren't robots. They're humanoids. They're what's left of the original crew.
What's wrong, Miss Kate? You look ill.
Kate's upset because I've elected to stay with the Cygnus.
I hope she's electing also to stay with us.
No, I...
What changed your mind?
I'm not,
The right moment to go into the black hole is now. What are you doing? He would be dead by now. They all would be dead. It was the only way to keep them alive. One of my greatest achievements.
But you told us the crew had left the ship.
Some cause must have created all this. But what caused that cause?
Come on, Kay, let's get you out of here.
Maximilian! You shouldn't have done that! He was a good man. Protect me from Maximilian.
If there's any justice at all, the black hole will be your grave.
take the young lady to the hospital.
You're cleared for takeoff, Captain. Dr. Durant and Dr. McCrae chose to remain aboard.
I told you. Alex bought Reinhardt's theory hook, line, and
sinker. Dr. Durant is dead. Maximilian killed him. They're taking Dr. Kate to the hospital.
Vincent, get old Bob to show us the quickest way there.
Maximilian! Bring us about.
All right, we may have just enough time. Don't wait too long. Get off before the gravity pull is too strong. No matter what.
Look, Dan, what if...
No matter what, Charlie.
I wish you a safe voyage home, Mr. Pizer.
Yeah, well, just make sure you get aboard in one piece.
Time has come to liquidate our guests.
Go, go. Keep coming, old timer.
To wait for me.
Fire thrusters.
That madman is headed straight for the black hole. What'll we do?
We wait.
Charlie, Kate's okay. We're on our way.
Well, it's about time. How close can we cut it?
Tell the sentries to fire on any humanoids between Medical and Palomino.
They're on to us.
Well, Lisa got us this far. Start down.
Vincent. Let's make this one an end run. We'll catch them in a crossfire.
First fighting I've done in 30 years. I only wish it had been Reinhardt and Maximilian out there.
Your crack unit outwitted and outfought by some Earth robot and that antique from storage.
We cannot endanger the Cygnus by exploding them too soon. Give them distance, then blow them out of the sky.
Charlie, do you read me?
Loud and clear, Dan.
Man the controls, post Harry at the hatch, and give us exactly 60 seconds.
Where are you?
Side corridor, near reception. They got us pinned down, but we're gonna raise hell here in a second. Start counting, Charlie.
Dan! Dan, are you all right?
Charlie, reversing last order. Take her up now. Repeat, lift off.
You heard the captain.
You're pretty big on talking heroics, Harry. Let's see some.
Oh, damn.
Harry?
Damn.
You hit?
My leg.
How bad?
Oh, I think it's broken.
Can you make it back to the ship?
I think so.
All right, then, Harry. We're counting on you to make sure they don't get aboard.
Right.
Good.
Go, Charlie!
What are you trying to do? Harry! Oh, no.
Lower the pod before it hits us! Fire!
Oh,
I should have known he was all talk, no guts, and locked him up.
He may have done us a favor, Charlie. At least we're alive.
And where there's life...
I'm sure that's not what he had in mind. He was trying to save his own skin.
There is a saying that you can't unscramble eggs.
A penny's worth of philosophy right now isn't going to buy us out of this now, Vincent.
A good offense is the best defense.
And what? Go after Reinhardt and turn the ship around? It's too late for all that.
There is an alternative.
The probe ship. Vincent, you're a genius.
The ship, Captain.
Let's go. Come on.
A whole storm of them, Captain. The black hole's dragging them in, too.
We've got to keep moving.
He's frozen.
Come on. Hurry.
All right, Charlie, move it. Keep going.
Increase power to maximum. We are going through.
Over.
Maximilian! Prepare the probe ship.
We have to go.
No, no, I can't make it. My hover stabilization's gone, my main circuit's blown, and both backups are failing.
You can make it.
It's no use, Vincent. My useful days are finished. But part of me goes with you. You'll never be obsolete. Carry on the tradition. We're the best.
Thank you.
We better get the hell off. The whole ship's breaking up.
Everybody sit tight. Hang on. Lift off.
Field is on.
Control's not responding.
Captain, the ship has been programmed
to Reinhardt's course.
You mean we're going into the black hole?
Yep.
Let's pray he was a genius.